Okay, we're on Yud Beis, the two dots at the bottom. Yesterday we learned some Yesodos that Be'ez Hashem we will hopefully have on a weekday also. We'll be able to talk about it on a weekday. But all about Asi, if you have airspace on both sides, is it that Mevatel, the Dofen in the middle? Do you say Omid Brubel Aparetz Mishnei Stadim? Do you say Omid Kiparetz? All those were very important Yesodos from yesterday, three or four ideas that are going to come up a number of times in the Masechta. Okay, but Be'ez Hashem, now we start a new piece by the two dots, four lines from the bottom. So now we're going back to what we had in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. The Mishnah had three lines, if you remember. The Mishnah had said, first of all, that if you have a Mavui that the doorway is higher than 20 amot, you have to lower the Korah, number one, or Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to. The second line was, if it's wider than 10 amos, then you have to be Mema'it the area in order to put up a Lechi. So says the Gemara, Ashkechan, and I'm sorry, and the last line was, but if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, if you put up a door frame, which we'll see today is two lechis and a korah on top, so then even though it's wider than 10 amos, you don't have to be memayit. A Tzuras HaPesach works even for wider space than 10 amos. So says the Gemara, Ashkechan Tzuras HaPesach to Mahanya Barachbo. We find in the Mishnah that a Tzuras HaPesach can help by regarding the width problem, meaning if the width is larger than 10 amos wide, so then the Tzuras HaPesach can help. Help via Malter or the Mahanya Bagavo. And we had it in a Malter on Daf Gimel, which was the special type of design on top of the board on top. So that helps even if it's higher than 20 amos. So it's sort of the Pesach helps in the width problem, and a Malter helps in the height problem. But could each of them work in the opposite problems? Could, if Chamai, asked the Gemara, could it sort of Pesach function higher to solve a problem if it's higher than 20 amos and you can't have a Korah? Are you allowed to have a Tzuras HaPesach for that? A, B, can an amaltera help if it's larger than 10 amos wide? Meaning, could the opposite of what we know, could that help? So the Gemara says yes. Tashma, we have two brises that say that they could help, potentially. So first, the brises says, Tashma, Tanya, Mavi, Shugavo, Master, Mama, Yamai. If you have a Mavi that's higher than 20 amos, you have to lower it. So Beferish, you have a brise that says, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach higher than 20 amos, you don't have to be reminded. It's mashma from that the Tzuras HaPesach is from a mechitza and a heker because I'm not sure because the sides are coming down. It's not just you have one board up there and there's nothing else connected to it. It might be because the Tzuras HaPesach has lechis connected to the korah, then your eyes might be see the lechis and then follow it up to the korah and be able to see it. So I don't know if it's such. I don't know if it's a raya either way. But there is an important point though regarding something that we referred to before. The top Tosfos says, one second, what's the question? Whether it's Tzuras HaPesach helps above 20 amos? But the Tosfos says, okay, take off the top korah. So treat it as a lechi. A lechi works above 20 amos. So whether it shows a pesach works above 20 amos, a lechi works above more than 20 amos high problem. So take off the top thing. So you have two lechis and a korah. Take off the korah. It'll function as a lechi. So the whole question of Tosfos is assuming something that we discussed all the way in the Adav Beis. We discussed that Rov Rishonim hold like what Tosfos is assuming. That a lechi, a little vertical board, can help up even above 20 amos. The whole, it doesn't have to go all the way up, but as long as it's 10 tzvachim high, it could work for a Pesach that's even higher than 20 amos. The Rambam did not hold that way. The Rambam held that a lechi also is limited and cannot function for more than 20 amos. The Shulchan Aruch passages like Rov Rishonim, like the like Tosfos and the Rashi and the Rashi and the Ran. But that's what the assumption of Tosfos' question. What's the whole discussion of Tzuras HaPesach working about 20 amos? A lechi could work with 20 amos, so surely a Tzuras HaPesach could work. So Tosfos answers maybe this is a case where a lechi wouldn't work. Maybe it's mefoolish, right? It's open for both sides. So there a lechi wouldn't work, so only a Tzuras HaPesach would work. Or maybe it's larger than 20 amos width. So again, a lechi wouldn't work. Or, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the lechi has to be three tzvachim wide. Either way, Tosfos comes up with answers to try to figure out a case where you would need a Tzuras HaPesach and a lechi wouldn't work. But according to the Rambam, the question doesn't get off the ground, because a lechi doesn't work above 20 amos. So the only question is, a Tzuras HaPesach. Fine. That is one point. So let's finish up the line, and then we'll have something else. Amaltera, third line, Barach Bamai, what about, so we said a Tzuras HaPesach could work for above 20 amos. Can an Amaltera work for wider than 10 amos? Tashma, the Tanya Mavui Shukavu Me'asher Ma'ama Yimait. If a Mavui has an opening that's more than 20 amos, you have to lower it. V'arach Me'asher Yimait. And if it's wider than 10 amos, you have to make it thinner. V'im Yishlo Tzuras HaPesach, Eino Tzurach Lamait. And if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have to be Mamait it. Pashtus, that's referring to the last line. But at the Tzuras HaPesach, it's wider than, that's an opening that's wider than 10 amos, you have to be memayed it. V'im yeshlo amaltera, eino tzorach lemayed. But if that is an amaltera, you don't have to be memayed it. And it says the Gemara, Maila Vaseifa, isn't this referring to the previous one that we just spoke about, meaning width, not height? And width, so that isn't this a proof? That's when you have, if you have an amaltra, you have this fancy thing on top, then it it works even if it's wider than 10 amos. Right, and that's exactly what the Gemara wanted to prove. Could the Tzuras HaPesach work by the height? Could the amaltra work by the width? So the Gemara says, no, it's no proof. Lo Aresha. It's no proof because maybe this last one about the amaltra is referring to the Resha, which is about the height, which we know already, and there's no proof that the amaltra would work for a width wider than 10 amos. It's an important point in the Rashba here. The Rashba here quotes a sheet of the Rambam, an amazing sheet of the Rambam, where the Rambam says, a Tzuras HaPesach works even for above 20 amos. That's not amazing. But then he says, or even for less than 10 tefachim. If you have less than 10 tefachim opening, so says the Rambam, a Tzuras HaPesach could work for that too. And the Rashba says, what are you talking about? Quote the Rashba, Rambam. Because of a Rambam, the Tzuras HaPesach b'hani yafilu mavi shein kavo asara. Right, which we've said, there are a number of problems. First, he says, v'einu mechuvah v'einu klau. Number one, he says, I don't like it because of our Gemara. Why? What's our Gemara? Our Gemara is telling you the cases where Tzuras HaPesach even works for these cases. So says the Rashba, if the Gemara is telling you it even works for even these cases, it should say, even for the case on the 10 tefachim. That would be a big chiddush. Just like it says, it works for even above 10 amos, it should say it works for even less than 10 tefachim. The Gemara should say that. Right? Why does it work for above 20? Because it's sort of Pesach, important lashon, is as if it's, you have a mechitza there, and it's nistam hakol, as if it's all closed in. It's sort of Pesach, and as if there's a door there. That's why the Brisa only talks about above 20. And if under 10 tefachim would also be good to the Tzuras HaPesach. Havi luhula ashmi inan, b'she'ina gavoa asar, v'havi luhumisa shavayu. She said both. Number one. And then it says Tzuras HaPesach is no better than a real machisa, and a real machisa requires, has to be 10 tefachim high. If it's not 10 tefachim, it's over here. Right? That's a machisa. So says the Tzuras HaPesach, he rejects the Rambam. So how do you answer? So it's a strong question. But you could say maybe something that we referred to a couple days ago. If you remember, we said b'shem Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim said that they're different halachas function. Omim Rubal Aparitz works in one way, and Tzuras HaPesach works in another way. But if you remember how Reb Chaim explained it, Tzuras HaPesach does not create a machitza; it creates a makom that's mukaf machitzas, but it itself is not a machitza. Omim Rubal Aparitz, like if you have more standing than open, and then you treat it as if it's all closed in, so that might be maybe functions as a halachic machitza. Symbolic mechitza. But Tzuras HaPesach, we said from a number of sources, Tzuras HaPesach, no, maybe the point is that it's not, like we spoke about why you can't build a Tzuras HaPesach on the corner. That's what we discussed this. You can't build it by a Karen Zavis. Why can't you build it by a Karen Zavis? No, the point is Tzuras HaPesach creates a makom that's mukach mechitzos, but in itself is not a mechitza. So maybe here too, maybe that's why it can function by less than 10 tefachim, because it's not trying to create a mechitza. You're right, it can't create. The Rashba says, hey, it's no better than a mechitza. You're right, but Tzuras HaPesach maybe is not creating a mechitza. It's not creating a makom that's muka mechitzas. That's enough for this. It's creating a surrounded area, even though it itself is not a mechitza. That's an important discussion, which comes up on this line of the Gemara. Okay, continues the Gemara. Masri, by the asterisk. Masri le Rabbi Yehuda l'chiyya barav, kameh de rav, eino tzarech lama'ed. Rabbi Yehuda said, t'chiyya barav, in front of Rav, in the name of Rav, and Rav held... in front of Rav, Eino Tzarech Lama'it. The version of our Mishnah that we have, that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have to be Mama'it, the width of 10 Amos. It's good enough with a Tzuras HaPesach. Amalei, Rav says, no, change the Mishnah. Aste Tzarech Lama'it. Rav says, no, I disagree. A Tzuras HaPesach will not help if it's wider than 10 Amos. Okay, that's Rav Shita. Amar Rav Yosef, Medivir Rabbeinu Nilmad. Rav Yosef says... One second. Rav says that a Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't work for an opening that's more than 10 amos. If that's true, says Rav Yosef, we know there's a parallel kind of problem by Yechatzer. We're talking about a mavu here, an alley we're going to the street. So Rav says that a Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't help by a problematic opening there. So says Rav Yosef, that's true. He probably would say that a Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't help by another problematic opening by a chatzer. Because we're compare a mavui, which is the alleyway, to a chatzer. The chatzer go into the mavui. So midivir Rabbeinu Nilmad, chatzer sheruba psachim v'chalonos ino niteres b'Tzuras HaPesach. If you have a chatzer, which Rashi says, Rashi is in two words, the second line in Rashi, ba'ar b'dafnoseha, on all four sides of the chatzer, it's surrounded by walls, but those walls are mostly doorways, without doors in it, just doorways, and windows, which Tosas here explains, windows that open up the opening of the window is lower than 10 tefachim. So you don't have a 10 tefachim wall under the window. And these openings don't have any glass in them. They don't have any doors. It's all opening. So says Rav Yosef, if you have that type of case, where you have a chatzir which most of it is surrounded by these doorways and quote-unquote windows, it must be that a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work for those. I don't think there's a picture of it in there. It doesn't work for those cases. So picture the scene. So you have a chatzir, but it's mostly surrounded by doorways and windows that are under 10 tefachim. So says the Gemara, that type of case must be treated that like paritz meruba al ha'omed, because those doorways is as if it's open, those windows are as if it's open. So pretend you have space where all those windows and doors are. That space is more than what's standing in between. So how do you fix that? That's paritz meruba al ha'omed. The open is more than what's standing. But one second, in all those cases, you have tzuras ha-pesachs. Right, the door has a tzuras ha-pesach, the window has a tzuras ha-pesach on top. So says Rav Yosef, but hey, if Rav says tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work for the problem by a mavui, which is wider than tanamos, it must be that he says that tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help in this case either. And even though each of these have tzuras ha-pesachs around them, it must be it doesn't work. That's what he would say. That's what Rav Yosef says. Now let's read it. Midivir Rabbeinu Nilmad, from Rav Shita Nilmad, let's learn the following. Chatzah shuru b'psacha v'chalonos, a chatzah that's mostly open with these windows and doors, ain't any terrace with tzuras ha-pesach. It does not become mutter with tzuras ha-pesach, even though they have them built in. My time, ho of Yosef may eser osir b'mavui, if more than a 10 amos wide break, asers in a mavui, and a tzuras ha-pesach wouldn't help. Uparetz meruba ala omid osir b'chatzah, and parutz where the open places are more than the standing places, asers in the chatzah. Just like wider than a 10 amma break in a mavui is not fixed by a tzuras ha-pesach, so too by paris, which is more than the omed in a chatzer, it must be that there are parallel problems. The problem by mavui can't be fixed with a tzuras ha-pesach. The problem by chatzer can't be fixed by a tzuras ha-pesach. That's the suggestion of Rav Yosef. Is a doorway still considered? Well, it depends. Well, here is a doorway, but maybe if it's paris meruba la omid, it would still not solve the problem. So says the Gemara, one second, maybe you can't compare the two kinds of problems. Mal yoser me eser, by the mavui problem, my ulti me eser ha'oser b'mavui, by the case by the mavui, which answers more than 10, shekein lo hitarte bo itzavasi b'rosler meir. No, that's a more chomer type of problem. That's what we understand why tzuras ha-pesach wouldn't work. Why? Because if you had, I think we referred to this yesterday, if you look at the beginning of the next parak, parak osin pasin, gotta fill it with the lingo, parak osin pasin, daf yuzayin, talks about, this was a picture of that in there. Let's see, you have a little well that you want to get water out from. In the well is considered a rishis hayachid, and outside the well is a rishis harabim. So how do you get water for your cow? So what you're allowed to do, describes the Mishnah, is to create, without having to create four walls, to create a rishis hayachid around the well in order for your cow to get milk, water. So you create just like four dyumdin, it's called, four corners, little right angles of walls on the four corners. Those are called dyumdin or pasin, and in that way, that's called the Rishos Ayachid, and there was a picture of that in the picture book from yesterday. 74, right? 74, the beautiful cows, right? So it says that's those are the Pasi Biros. So there says the Gemara, and there's a certain maximum space in between these pasim. You can't have more than 10 amos. So it says the Gemara. Over there, that proves to me that you can't compare the problems. The problem by a mavui larger than 10 amos, that's a chomer problem. That's why it's not fixed by tzuras ha-pesach. Because you see, we don't allow that problem. We're not matir that problem by pasi biros, like that case, where you're only allowed to have the space where 8 cows could get in. Right? That's less than 10 amos. Yeah, 13 and a third. 13 and a third. The space in between. One second. So, by the Yosef Yisser Ha'osef Babishkin Lo Yitarta Bo Itzal Pasi Biros Lari Meir. We don't matter that. I don't think so. Benayim Kamali Shirashi quotes Benayim Shere Vakol Shogim Ago Bagadano Esser Amos. The Kol Para Amma Vishesh Yama. Maybe Rabbi Yehud. Maybe the Rabbi Yehud. The second sheet there. Right. So Rabbi Meir though says it's 10 Amos. So over there we don't allow more than 10 Amos space. Tomar Beparts Rubala Omed Ha'osef Bechatzer. But the other problem we're comparing to a parts Rubala Omed Shekini Tarta Isla Pasi Biros Lari Yakov. Look at the picture. There's much more open space than there's closed space. So you can't compare the problems. So Rabbi Yosef, how can you say that just because Rav would say that it's Rosh Pesach doesn't help the Mavui problem, the more than 10 amos problem, who says it wouldn't help the paritz meruba la omid problem by chatzer? Maybe it would. Don't compare the problems, period. So that's why he said don't compare the problems. So now, says the Gemara, let's prove the, at least the original, not the case that we're trying to learn from, but the original, that it's Suras HaPesach. I'm sorry. Let's try to, we can't prove it misvara, but let's try to prove it from a braisa, that Suras HaPesach would not help by Paritz Meruba La'omid. Meaning what Rav Yossi wanted to learn from Shitas Rav, which we just disproved based on logic, but maybe we can learn it from a source, from a text. Says the Gemara, we have the following line. Tefanos halalu sheruban psachim v'chalonos mutter ubulvachi he'omin rubal aparts. So what does that mean? It says walls that it has more psachim and chalonos, it's mutter, as long as omin rubal aparts. Says the Gemara, aren't those two lines contradictory? Sheruban salgadayadach, what do you mean? The first line is saying, if you have more walls, more windows and doors, which is mashma that is like paritz merubal omeid case. And the second line says, as long as you have more omeid merubal than paritz, more standing than broken. So how do you translate this line? So says the Gemara, it must be as follows. Ela ema sheriba behen psachim v'chalonos. It doesn't mean that they have more, but that you have a lot of them. If you have a lot of these doors and windows, again, which are open, and the windows are within 10 tefachim from the ground, if you have a lot of them, it's still mutter, as long as, what does the second line of the Braisa say? Ubel vachi omeid rubal aparetz, as long as omeid is more than parets. So, what do you mean? Why does omeid have to be more than parets? Don't you have Suras HaPesach here by the windows and the doors? Ah, it must be that by parets, rubal omeid, Suras HaPesach doesn't work. That's the potential proof. Because you have all these doors and windows there. Each of them have Suras HaPesach, and it still doesn't work. So it says, Amar Afghana, no. Kitanya hi bepischi shima. You know why those don't work? Because those are bad Suras HaPesachs. Those are problematic Suras HaPesachs. Why are they problematic Suras HaPesachs? My pischi shima. What are problematic Suras HaPesachs? Pligi bar Rav Ruchume, Rav Yosef. Two possibilities. Chad Amar Deleslu Shakfi. One says they don't have Shakfi. What does that mean? That the sides of the doors aren't smooth. This there is a picture of. If you look in the picture book on picture 84, the Leslie Shikfa says because each wall has a part of the wall sticking out, a part of the wall indented, so it's not smooth on the side. That's why it won't function as a Suras HaPesach. Or maybe it doesn't have any roof. It's the walls just shoot straight up and there's nothing on top. That's the next picture in picture 85. Right, this is a big shiloh regarding Hilchos Mezuzah, which we'll talk about. What happens if a wall just ends? You have to put a mezuzah on there. Depends if it needs a Suras HaPesach or not. That will maybe we'll talk about a little bit on Amud Beis. Okay. Why is this Gemara very important? Because it doesn't say. The Vilna Gaon says, well, the Gemara here has to come up. You have these windows and doors. And the Gemara said, why can't these functions of Suras HaPesach? Because it has these problematic cases where it doesn't have a roof or it has stuff jutting out. Ask the Vilna Gaon, one second, why doesn't it just say, because these Suras HaPesachs weren't built to be Suras HaPesachs? They were built to be windows and doors. So we want to say it's as if it's open and therefore you use this Suras HaPesach. Why doesn't the Gemara say that these Suras HaPesachs weren't built as such? So it must be, says the Gra, Haraya, says the Gra in Tuf Reish Lamed, that a Suras HaPesach does not have to be built with Shema Suras HaPesach. As long as it's there, you can still use it. That's the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. So why is this important? What you might think, if it's Mishum Heker, I mean, if it's, you might think it's for I think you might say you have to have. That's a shame. We spoke about a lechi. We spoke about a couple of last week. We spoke about if the wall in front of the mavui is 4 amos long. So we said Rashi had said only if you had kavana to have it as the lechi would it function. So you see, kavana plays a certain role. But it says the Chazon Ish based on this gra using telephone poles for your eruv. So again, this is a major issue in the postgame. All the Achronim get into this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Ubeinyan telegraph, ayin sham 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 sham." Goes all the Achronim. The Chazon Ish says, based on this gra, at least we're going to talk about other issues. There are other issues that might make telephones problematic. People walking underneath. People asi, which we're going to talk about by the time of the future, asi rabim umavatli bechitzta. People walking in and breaking underneath. But at least theoretically, could you use the telephone wires on the telephone? Well, they weren't built to be at Suras HaPesach. Says the Chazon Ish, based on the Gra, it doesn't have to be built on the same Suras HaPesach. So at least potentially, you get 1 foot off the ground. There's no maskana here. But at least the yesod of being able to use telephone poles to have your Suras HaPesach, to have the poles going up and the string going across, so maybe theoretically it can work, says the Chazon Ish, based on the Gra. Because the Gra here says, from our Gemara, Haraya, why didn't the Gemara answer that it wasn't made l'shem Suras HaPesach? Because the Gra says, because it doesn't have to be made l'shem Suras HaPesach. That's what the Chazon Ish says in... In Kufyin Aleph, he says, "Imatzar the Pesach Tzuras Hashleima Shemiz Estumos Mitzvahs Pesach, etc., etc." Says the Gra, "V'yafilu Islay Shikvei V'Tikra Ain Katzuras Pesach Kivud Lo Nazal Shem Ptzimin Elavad Ain Tzarch She Yasal Shem Ptzimin." Umina Amur Nilmad, we learn to Amudei HaTelegraph V'Hachut Al Gabehen. Efshar lismoch alayim mishum zoraz haPesach. Tiavagav delo nasu l'kach v'gam achshav ein ikar tashmishon l'kach. Bikamakam kibat ikat diyor de nichol l'shayin zoraz haPesach l'hatu tilto. Shaper chashiv Pesach. And even though you don't have achshav as bailim, you don't need achshav as bailim. So that is the Chazon Ish here. Again, this is not saying l'maisa that we use them, but it's just at least l'maisa in terms of a theoretical. You don't zoraz haPesach does not need to be built l'shem that.
Where did that?
It's just easier using a string instead of a. We're gonna well for a Tzuras HaPesach for a korah it has to be a certain width, which we're gonna learn in the next Mishnah. How did it develop? It was Right, exactly. I'm saying, but I think it was easier. I mean, you can have over large areas to have beams. Because the Gemara talks about by a korah is by a certain width, but by Tzuras HaPesach you just need a door frame. A door frame, which we'll see in a minute. Is there a requirement for an amount? Okay, so that is that. Let's continue now. So Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav that what? Now we're getting back to the Ikar din of Rav that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work by a larger than 10 amos width. We just were speaking about, does it work for the other problem? Does it work for the Paras Merubah La'omid by a Chatzer? But now we'll go back to the original statement of Rav, that Rav has a different version of our Mishnah, that if it's wider than 10 Amos, Mimai, you have to be reminded, you can't, a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for wider than 10 Amos. So, Av Rav Yochanan Tzavala Lohad Rav, Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav, the Amr Rav, and Barav Ad, the Amr Rav Yitzchak, Maisa Bad, the Mechad, Rebekas Beischaron. There was a story with a man from this place. Shinoas Dalad Kundasin, Barabi Pinos HaSadeh, he stuck four poles into four parts of his field, Umadach Zmora Alayim, and he tied a vine around the top of them. Remember the picture in 86? You have the picture where you have the four poles and you have this vine around like a sukkah. So that's the story. And the story came in front of the Chachamim. And the Rabbanan matered him l'inyan kilayim. What does kilayim mean? We've mentioned a number of times. There are a number of types of kilayim. There's kilayim in your clothing. That's called shatnez. There's kilayim in your animals. That's breeding animals together and working animals together. Those are two forms of kilay behema. But there's also kilay begadim. Kilay begadim. There's also kilay hakerem and kilay zraim, which means kilay hakerem is one of the more chomer types of kilayim within a certain proximity. And for sure, bi'erbuv yam. You can't plant grapes and other types of zroim. That's kilayim. And if you do, you have to burn it. It's also bahana. So the chachamim, based on this case, they say you're allowed to plant kerem, a vine on one side of this Tzuras HaPesach, and zroim right mamish on the other side. Because these are called Tzuras HaPesachim, as if the walls. You have walls there, you have a makom that's mukach machisos, and therefore, just like if you have a mamish, a fence there, where you're allowed to build on two sides of the fence, you're allowed to plant on two sides of the fence, it's not kilay akerim. So to here, the Rabbanan matir, the Yamar ish lakish, and there was a machlokas how far the Rabbanan went. Kederach shehitir lo lini kilayim, kach hetir lo lini Shabbos. Rish lakish said, just like they matir kilayim, so too they said this was a good erev for Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo kilayim itirulo lini Shabbos lo hitirulo. No, the Rabbi Yochanan said no. They only matter kilayim; they didn't matter Shabbos. So what's the case here? What's the machlokas about? But Mayaskin, what are we talking about? Ilema min hatzad. If we're talking about that, the potential problem is min hatzad. Very important. You sowed min hatzad is maybe the problem was that you didn't put the string, let's call it, on top of the Tzuras HaPesachim. Maybe you put it in the middle. Right, you look in the next picture, 87, or at least not on top. Right, you see, not on top. You have the thing going around, but it's not on top of the poles. So if maybe that's why Rabbi Yochanan would say it's the problem in Minatzad. No, but everybody agrees that that's a problem. Of course, you have to do it on top. It's a very important. You saw Lamaisa, right? When we have our Tzuras HaPesachim, well, even let's see a little Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi. Min Hatzad. What does Min Hatzad mean? Shematach Azmar Mizel Ozeb Ba'emtsa Iso. Rashi says, you stretch the Zmora to a Zmora in the middle. What does in the middle mean? That's more than Min Hatzad. In the middle, the Taz says, based on this Rashi, you know, in the middle, the only problem is when you have the string somewhere in the middle and you have the poles that stand up sticking up. But let's say you'd be able to create our Erev where it's not on top, but it's even width. So the poles that are vertical don't go higher than the horizontal stringer board. It's equal, but it's coming out of the side. Says the Taz, that would be mutter. That would be mutter because it's not. That's what Rashi says. But outside is be'emsa iso, which means the poles standing up go higher. But if it's even with the top, it would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Taz and says we're machmer. All Achronim argue on this Taz. Don't take Rashi so literally. Emsa iso. It means it has to be on top. And that's why it's very important. When you make these strings, you have a nail, which the Mishnah Berurah talks about, you have a nail sticking up on top of the pole, and then the string going across. You can't have, on all the Arturus Apsachim, you can't stick the nail into the side. Right? Our Gemara, right here. Because if it's the din of Rav Chisda, that it's min atzad, it doesn't work. The Mishnah Berurah says, why can't you have from the side? Because if you have a doorway, right, the mashkov is on top of the door. It's not out of the sides of the door. The fisheinu dom el pesach shamashkov nitan al shem mezuzos. Vida, says the Mishnah Berurah. Demashem egel ataz, this is in the Mishnah Berurah, shin samach bei samach dalet. Demashem egel ataz, afil asam min atzad, right, imaso begoba hakana bishav emakana mamish, based on this Rashi, because Rashi says, emsa, he says, kol ha'achronim chokin alav. V'sfirlu debinashi yachevel al gabe hakanim mamish. It has to be on top. What happens if you chisel out from the top? If you chisel in, because you don't want to stick the nail in on top, let's say you make a hole, an indentation, and you stick the nail in between, so now it's in the middle. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bria Magadim has a suffix about that. Because let's say you chisel it in order to, then it's, all, the, if it's still lower down, then it'll be a problem. He says the place where you are mako, sometimes that if you have to chisel just a drop, because let's say it's not going to stay up on the side. So you do it from the top, you just put it a drop in order to be stable. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that would be good. But he says also, Mr. Bro talks about this, our cases. In noitz masmer barosha kana, you stick a nail on top, a kosher bachevel, that's fine, shopper dummy. To hamunach me'ai, the head of the nail is on top of the string, no, that's not a problem. It's on top of the kana. It's on top of the kana, so then, on top of the lechi, right, the kana sticking up, so then that would be okay. Okay, so that is just a very important principle based on this, right, loss of a loklum. So says the Gemara, you can't say the issue is that you made it min hatzad. So el al gab, but it must be that we're talking about cases where you did made these vines on top of the poles. So there's no problem from that point of view. So what's the machlokas? Why did Reish Lakish say they matured even by kilayim, and Rabbi Yochanan says only by kilayim. And I'm sorry, Reish Lakish said even by Shabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan said only by Kilayim. Ubamai, so Elim be'eser, and if we're talking about Tzuras HaPsachim that are within 10 amos of each other, so B'habalim, Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos lo, so why would Rabbi Yochanan say Aser? Again, what would be the problem here? So Elolav, it must be, but yes, I'm Yeser. It must be that these holes are more than 10 amos wide, and that is why Rabbi Yochanan says even a Tzuras HaPsach doesn't work, and he holds like Rav. Right, that's the proof that he holds like Rav, that Rav holds a Tzuras HaPsach does not matir a space wider than 10 amos. So the Gemara says, no, lola olam b'yeser, maybe it is 10 amos wide, umin hatzad, and you did make it from the side, not on top. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Reish Lakish does not agree with Rav Chisda. Maybe Reish Lakish would matir making the top of the Tzuras HaPesach from the side of the pole and not from the top. But we have a stira because we have another version of the smachlokes, and each shita is so ser each other. The Amr Reish Lakish Rebbe Yehuda Baruch Hanina. Reish Lakish says the name of Yehuda Baruch Hanina. Peya muteres leinyan kilayim avolol shabbos. Peya is also a similar case. It's also a type of vine where you have it on I think it does that, there's no separate picture. It's basically the same as 87. Like if there's vine on top, it's mutter leinyan kilayim avolol shabbos. Reish Lakish says it's mutter for kilayim, but not for Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kemechitzas LaShabbos Delo Kach Mechitzas LaKalayim Delo. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it doesn't work for Shabbos, it doesn't work for Kalayim. So we have two stiras. Reish Lakish in the first brisa had said it works for both, and here he only says it works for Kalayim. Rabbi Yochanan in the first brisa said it at least worked for Shabbos, and here he says it doesn't work for either. Right, so you have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, a stira in Reish Lakish. Bishlam of the Reish Lakish, other Reish Lakish Lo Kasha. Reish Lakish is not a problem. Why? Because in this second version, he's quoting his Rabbi. He's quoting Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. So that's his fine. Lo kasha hadidei hadarabe. The first case is his own shita. The second case is his Rabbi shita. El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan kasha. But what about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, and remember, in the first case, Rabbi Yochanan said, these vines work for a Tzuras HaPesach for Kilayim and not for Shabbos. And in the second one, he says it doesn't work even for Shabbos. So what's the answer? So, Yamad Bishlam Hasam Al Gabon. So if you, Hacha Min Atzad. So says the Gemara, if you say that there's a difference, that in the first case, the issue was they made the source of Pesachim on top. And the problem was, like we thought before, that the Pesachim are wider than 10. And he says that's the problem. And he owes like the Rav who says that source of Pesach wouldn't help for wider than 10. Then I understand. Because the first case, you have the source of Pesach on top. The problem, the potential problem is though, you have a Pesach that's wider than 10 Amos. That's why he said it's a problem by Shabbos and not by Kilayim. But, and over here, he postles both. Why? Because there's a source of Pesach on that side from the side, which would even be a problem by Kilayim. So then Shapir. That would be a good answer to the Stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, Iyamid, Idividim, and Asad. But if you want to say, like we answered before, that no, he doesn't hold up like Rav. The whole issue has been atzad. The whole issue is you made it from the side. But then Michael Amemar, then you have a stira. Because if it's all min atzad, if that's the problem, why should there be a difference in the two prices? So again, we're back to the proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that a source of Pesach will not work for wider than 10 amos. So Gemara says, no, lo'olam idividi min atzad. Really, they're both min atzad. But hasam be'eser hachab yosem yeser. No, they're both min atzad, and that's why by Hilcha Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan asers in both cases. The only the hosafa that we're having now is that even min hatzad, if it's more than 10 amos, so then even for kilayim it would be a problem. That's the chiddush that the Gemara is adding now. In the first brisa, it's min hatzad, but he allowed kilayim and not by Shabbos. Why? Because it was within 10 amos. But in the second brisa, the second discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it's min hatzad, it's not on top, and also it's wider than 10 amos. So that's why he said it even wouldn't work for kilayim. Says the Gemara, Uminot Timur, the Shani Lambein, Esol Yosem Yasser. Who says that for Hilkas kilayim, there's a difference between whether the Pesach is larger than 10 amos or not? So Domali, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, because of the following story. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Lokach Hayam Isa, wasn't there the story? Shalach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzar Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Lomot Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri to learn Afal Pisha Baki Bilchas Kalayim. Even though Rabbi Yeshua was a Baki in Hilchas Kalayim, he still went to Esh Shilas, Mr. Haskell. Even if we're Bakiyim, we should still Esh Shilas. Umatsu Sheyoshi Ben Ha'ilanos, then he found Rabbi Yochanan Menuri sitting by the trees. Umatav Zmarmi Ilan Le'ilan. So it was visual aids. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yeshua went and he built this Surah Pesach kind of thing with the vines. Vamela Rebbe, you can find him Khan Ma'al Zra Khan. Rebbe, if I plant Gefanim vines here, can I plant Zraim? Can I plant other vegetation here? So Amalo, and the answer was Be'eser Mutter, Be'eser Aser. And he answered, it depends if his 10 amos wide or not. So says B'mayis Kina, what's the case here? Ilema Al Gabon. If we're talking about a case where you built the Surah Pesach in a proper way by Kilayim, Yosem Aser Aser? So then it's going to work for even more than 10 by Kilayim. V'hatanya, because we have a brisa that says a beferish, Hayusham Kanim Hadukrinin, if you have special types of kanin, which are like they stick into the ground and they're skinnier at the bottom and they get wider on top. This there is a picture of in 88. Just that type of peg that's stuck into the ground. V'asalan peya milamawa, and you put the vine on top, afilu b'yosem yaser mutter. It's mutter. So by kilayim, more than 10 amos, it's for sure going to be mutter if it's milamala. So elalav min hatzad. It must be the story is he put it min hatzad, the kamerlei, and the answer to him was, pe'eser mutter, yosem yaser aser, shma mina. So lamaskana, we don't have any proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Rav might be alone, that a source of Pesach will not work for larger than, a wider than 10 amos space. Against, remember, Rav argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that ain't tzorach lamait. Rav changes our mission and says, Zorach Lamait. Okay. Gufa. So got some important stuff here. The maskana, we pass him in atzad, is no good. We pass him in atzad, you got to have the Zorach Pesach on top. You have to have the string on top, you have the nail on top. If you stick the nail on the side, it's no good. It's puzzle. The scary thing about Hilchos Erevin is even if one spot is a problem, the whole thing is bad. In our neighborhood, what's helpful is that regarding the past 25 years, whenever they added on a hosafa to the Erev, they left the old Erev up. So just in case, chas v'shalom, a piece of the Erev is down, there's a lot of the rest of the Erev that is still up. So even if you see one spot, that doesn't mean you can't carry in the whole place. You have to know where the extension is and what was added, especially you have these new places in back whatever, back Lulit, back Lawrence, back this, back that. All those are separate pieces. Yeah. And there are different, you know, let's say there's a separate mashkiah for each area. Yeah.
Is it positive when you write up a Mishnah? No one said that.
According to Rav, how did Rav change the Mishnah? Rav says that Rav had the power to change the Mishnah.
I'm not saying to change it. That I understand, but yep. If you read how the Mishnah reads,
right.
Greater than 10 hours, you have to lessen it. No one implied there were the Tzuras of Pesach yet, up until that point.
Rav is reading the Mishnah like the last line, because the last line of the Mishnah says, V'mishnah, Tzuras of Pesach, afal pi, that it's wider than 10 amos, ain't Tzorach Lamayit. So the Rav would say, just change that to Tzorach L'mayit. By Tzorach L'Pesach, even if it's wider, if it is wider than 10, he probably takes out the
Afapi. I understand what we're teaching. Yeah. What I'm saying is, no one brought up the concept yet that a Tzorach, if you read it according to Rav's way, no one said a Tzorach L'Pesach is good, greater than that.
According to Rav's way, he would say, he would read the Mishnah, but the last line quotes the Lashon of Rachav Me'eser Amos. That was brought in the last line of the Mishnah. So Rav would say, that's coming to teach me that Tzorach L'Pesach would not work for more than 10 Amos. Okay, we'll talk about it more after. Okay, two dots, Gufa. Rav Chisda, Tzorach L'Pesach, Shazam, Natsal, Osef, Aloklum. Rav Chisda said, if you make the Tzorach L'Pesach from the side, meaning you make the string from the side, no good. Rav Chisda, Tzorach L'Pesach, Sha'amru, Tzricha, Shadei, Beria, K'dei, Lahamin, Badelas. Bafil, Delas, Shalkashin. Similar to what Issy was saying before, if when you, the Tzorach L'Pesach has to be Bria, sturdy, so that it can hold up a door, but not a real door, even a door made of straw. Right, so as long as it's a strong made of straw, so that if you have a taut string and you have these kanim, they can hold a door of straw. Amrish Lakish, that's one halacha. That's what we paskin like. Amrish Lakish, Shem Reb Yanai, Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Heker Tzir. A Tzuras HaPesach, well, this if we would hold like it would be a problem. Tzricha Heker Tzir, it needs a tzir as a hinge. It needs the hole to put the door in. Even if you don't need the door, you need the hole to put the door in. I think there's a picture of this. Yeah, Heker Tzir, the next picture. Right, you know, the door pole goes into a hole on the bottom to put the door. So you don't need the door, but it has to have Biroi to have a door. So that's what he says. A Tzricha Pesach needs a Heker Tzir. My Heker Tzir, so Amar Vav Yavaksa. That's what it means to have the hole to put the door in. Ashka Chinhu, Rav Acha, Breder of Avila, Tamid Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha found the Talmidim of Rav Ashi. Amar Lahu, Amar Mar Midi, Tzricha Pesach. Did Rav Ashi teach you anything about Tzricha Pesach? Amar Leilo, Amar Lachlam. No, he didn't. End of story. Right, the question is, first we started to talk about what's the significance of this story. Was he trying to ask us specifically about, did he teach you anything about this Heker Tzir issue? Did he teach you anything about this, about the Delos Shalkashin issue? The Rosh Meir is a couple of deos. What exactly were we really asking? But the answer, no. Tana, which might mean that there is no requirement, right? Because he didn't tell us that you need it. Tana, this is the Lashon. You have a Kana from each side and the Kana across. Tzrichin liga, oi tzrichin liga. Does the Tzuras HaPesach, does the one going across on top have to touch the standing up lechis? Right? A very important question, because if you notice many of our lechis, let's say you put a lechi, you'll staple a lechi onto a telephone pole and the string's all the way up. We might use the strings, but you have this little lechi, it's 10 tefachim high, and you have all this space going up. Or sometimes in bungalow colonies, you put a barrel underneath a wire. All of a sudden the barrel is over here and the wire's all the way up there. So obviously we know what we paskin. But here's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tzricha Liga, does the lechis have to touch the top? So that's a machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar, ain't Tzricha Liga, which we paskin, it doesn't have to touch. It has to be exactly on top. You have to position that it's directly under these barrels. If it's not under, boom, you lose. Right? It has to, though, what your lechi has to be exactly under the wire or whatever you're using on top. But it doesn't have to touch. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzrichin Liga. But the Sheshes says you don't have to, Tzrichin Liga, right? Let's say if you have some wires that go through the telephone poles and on top, then you can't use that telephone pole, right? Because, like we said before, it's Minatzad. But that's why maybe you could put a barrel underneath because that could function as your lechi going all the way up. So that's what we find in Tzrichin Liga. How does this work, in Tzrichin Liga? So the Meiri here says the Lashon. Why does it work? Because you say good asik mechista, which means it's as if these lechis shoot up and it's all even with the wire. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, hey, it's shooting up, it's not coming down. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, then that helps in another case. What happens if your lechis, one's tall, one's short? You have two lechis over here. So is it that the top wire comes down? Because then you're going to have a crooked roof. So is that a Tzorach HaPesach? But says the Rav Akiva Eger, based on the Miri, no. If it's based on good asik, everything shoots up, then it's even. Because everything shoots up. And when it shoots up, it's all even. Then you could have two lechis that aren't even the same height. The Mishnah Berurah talks about that, what we pass on the Maisa. But that would be very important. If it's based on good asik, then even if the lechis aren't the exact same height, right? Even, it's a doorway. Doorways don't look like that. No, the answer is it's symbolically shooting up. And if it's shooting up, it's all equal. Let's just continue for a minute. So Rav Sheshes Amar Tzrichin Liga. Rav Sheshes says, no, it has to touch. Also, Rav Nachman, the Chazon Ish was machmir in that case, by the way, if they're not... they're not equal. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel. Here my tzvichin lika. Other Rav Nachman vavod od the beirish galusa kishmaisei. Rav Nachman went and did in the reish galusa's house. He built this eruv kishmaisei like he held. Rav Nachman said it doesn't have to touch. Amalei Rav Sheshes l'shamei. Rav Sheshes heard about it and he told his servant Rav Gada zil shlof shadinu. Get those. Rav Sheshes, who said it has to touch, he said pick out his lechis and throw them out. Right? He said take down his eruv because I don't want people to think that it's mutter. Also, Shalav Shadinu, and he did, Ashkhud to be Reish Galusa, and Reish Galusa, whose house this Erev was in, built by Rav Nachman, found him, Chashu, they threw him in jail. What are you doing taking down my lachis? Also, Rav Sheshes, same, he realized what happened. Come up, Baba, he knocked on the door of the jail. Armalei, Gada, my Rav Gada, Pukta, Kadet, come here. Another glass of they let him out, because they originally didn't know that he was there, B'shem Rav Sheshes. They thought he was just some guy taking down the lachis. So Ashkhud, Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, the following day, or whatever, another story, found Rabbi Shmuel, again Rav Sheshes, who says they do have to touch. He said Rabbi Shmuel, Amalei Tani Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Did you ever learn anything about Tzuras HaPesach? And he was really like asking regarding my issue, meaning do they have to touch or not? So says the Rabbi, Amalei, and yes, I did. And this price is going to be against you, by the way. Tanina, we learned Kippa. We had this referred to a little bit in Masechah Shabbos. Kippa, which Beis Hashem, right? It's connecting. It's all connected. We're about to have a siyum, so it's connecting. Kippa. Let's say you have an arch doorway. An arch doorway. Does an arch doorway require a mezuzah? That's going to be the question here. Arch doorway. So Meir Machayev Mezuzah Vachamim Pochim. The Meir is obligates in Chiyev Mezuzah in an arch doorway, and the Chachamim Pater does not need a mezuzah. V'shavin, but they both would agree, Shem Yesh Baragleha Asara Shehi Chayeves. They both would agree, though, that if you have 10 tfachim straight, let's backstep for a second. For something to be a doorway, usually that's chayev and mezuzah, you have a doorway, you need 10 tfachim high. That's what we mentioned before. That's the definition of a mechitza. And that's before tfachim wide. 10 tfachim high, 4 tfachim wide. If you have that, then that's a chiyuv for a mezuzah. So says the Gemara, what if it's arched? So the question is, where does the arch start? Says the Gemara, though, everybody agrees that if it's straight for at least 10 tfachim, and at 10 tfachim height, it's still 4 amos wide. 4 tefachim wide, and then it starts arching, then everybody would agree, even the Chacham would agree, that you're chayv in mezuzah. Because then you at least have a doorway there. And forget the arch on top, you still have your sides doorways, and you'll use the top part all the way up top where the arch ends. So by the way, that's already our proof, says Rabbah. Because what happens here? You have your walls, like what does the Gemara say? Everybody agrees in that case you're chayv in mezuzah. So you have your 10 tefachim high wall, so stop there. That's where you're chayv in mezuzah, even though it gets smaller on top. So where's your roof? Your roof is all the way up here. And your walls are here. Your walls are down here at the height of 10 tefachim. And then it starts getting skinnier. It starts getting skinnier. That ruins it, according to the Chachamim. So you must make that disappear. And you're using this top threshold, this top mashkov as your roof. And the walls stop at, so the space. So it must be Ein Sarich and Liga. That's the proof that he had told Abaya. But now we're just going to talk a little bit more about this case of mezuzah. But that was the proof why he brought this here. Because you have this Tzuras HaPesach that doesn't have to touch. Because it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. So at that moment, the Braisa says that everybody agrees there that you're chayv in mezuzah. Even though now it's going to get smaller. And you don't have any top roof until up here. So let's finish the discussion of the mezuzah. But anyway, that's the proof already that he proved against Rav Sheshes, which was why Rav Sheshes is about to say in a minute, don't tell anybody this. But that's what he says. Amar Abaya. So Abaya just talks about the mezuzah case for a minute. Hakomodim. Everybody agrees. Im gavoha asara v'ein baragleha shlosha. Let's say the doorway, the whole doorway itself is 10 tefachim high, but you don't even have 3 tefachim on the bottom. That's 4 tefachim wide. Even within 3 tefachim, and you see the picture of this, in picture number 91, right? Even within 4 tefachim from the ground, it's already getting smaller. So you don't even have, so we know within 3 tefachim is mechubur, it's lavud, it's nothing. It's like it's on the ground. So everybody would agree that they're not chayav mezuzah, because you don't even have a 3 tefachim space that's 4 tefachim wide. Inami, also everybody would agree, yesh baraglech shloshav in gavosh asara. Even if you have 4 tefachim wide, but if it's not 10 tefachim high altogether, then also it would be no good. That's picture 92. If it's not 10 tefachim high, then also you're not going to be chayv in mezuzah. But lo klum, everybody agrees in those cases. Ki pligi, but what's the machlokas about? Bereish baragleha. And everybody agreed before we said that if you have 10 tefachim of 4 tefachim across, that also everybody agrees. So what's the case of machlokas? The one case that's left. Ki pligi, bereish baragleha, gibol v'gavoa asara. If you have 3 tefachim at least of 4 tefachim wide, but it doesn't go all the way up to 10 tefachim. V'gavoa asara v'ein rachava arba. But you don't have 10 tefachim height of 4 tefachim wide. But v'yesh ba lachuk l'hashlim al arba. But you can, this is what we had in Masechah Shabbos, you can hollow out theoretically, if you would hollow out the archway to where the archway goes all the way up, then you would have at least 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. So do you say it's as if it's hollowed out and it's chayiv mezuzah, or do you say it's not hollowed out and it's not chayiv mezuzah? That's the machlokas. And this is the discussion that we had of chokekin lahashlim. Rabbi Meir omers chokekin lahashlim. Rabbi Meir says, you're chokek. You carve out in order to be mashlim the shear, to complete the shear, and therefore you'd be chayiv mezuzah. And you treat it as if there's no archway there. Rabbanan Tzavri, again, most of our doorways, even if it has an archway, it's so much bigger. It has at least 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So most of our archways, if it doesn't come up, it's going to be chayiv mezuzah. But this is, let's say, if you have a tiny little doorway. So Rabbanan say, no, you don't carve out in order to be mashlim the shear. Anyway, so this was all brought here for the first line, where it says that everybody agrees if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, you're chayiv, even though the top part is going to be all the way up, meaning ein tzarech, it doesn't have to touch. So Amalei Abayi, so Abayi answers him, imishkach, by the way, imishkach is lahu, if you find the people from the Reish Galusa, lo tema will be Reish Galusa. Don't tell them this proof, right? Because they were the ones that took down his lechis. Don't tell them. V'lo midi, mihod masiz the kippah. Don't mention this proof to them. So what he was like, trying to cover himself. Right? So the Rabbeinu Chananel points out, no. In like the 10th line of Rabbeinu Chananel, the wide line, the Rav Sheshit would say, no. Don't tell them because I accept it, and I'm chozer bo. I'm chozer bo already. So you don't have to tell them. You don't have to get into all the discussions. I agree. There's a brisa that's against me, so I agree, and that's why you don't have to tell them. But either way, that's an important yisod. We learned a few yisodos today. We learned, number one, whether the top lechi, the top kores have to touch the lechis. We learned no. We learned that the top kores have to be on top of the lechis. It can't be through. We learned whether it's a Pesach works for wider than 10 amos or not. We spoke, and we learned whether the Torah of Pesach does not need kavana to be put up there. Those are three important principles in Hilchas Eiruvin. Doesn't need kavana, it has to be on top, and it does not need to touch. Those are three yesodos that we learned today. Okay, let's stop here. Let's make a siyum. I'm Sakha Shabbos. Sorry? Did they put him, got him back in jail? I don't know if we got him back in jail. Right. So we might be using the string. What? Because the phone pole might be problematic. Either it's holding like sheet is that you have to put it up there l'shem lechi, A. Or B, maybe on top, it goes through, it doesn't go on top. No, I'm diving now, Yeah, I'm trying to just see if that, I'm listening.